Well, Brian, as we look at what's happening market-wise today, kind of a bounce after the crazy day we had yesterday, but China still being talked about in this market.
Yeah, good or bad, we're trading a lot of what goes on with China, and we've seen a pretty volatile market session here. A lot of weakness in the overnight trade following through from yesterday, and we've been able to hold those lows and actually trade higher for a while in the soybeans and the corn. And, you know, so it's a market that's acting very volatile right now, telling us that there's, you know, probably a change of ownership going on. A lot of times when you see these big swings in the marketplace or a big type of a reversal days, there's usually some sort of a change of ownership, either the funds who've been long or getting out of their longs and the commercials are stepping in and buying, and that appears to be what's going on here.
Well, I know there's talk weather-wise, some dryness concerns continues for this wheat market.
It's an ongoing concern. Wheat is starting to move higher here. There's talk that we may not see a lot of moisture in some of the plain states even through this weekend. You know, they did get some snow and some moisture, but not enough to help stabilize this crop to a large extent. We've seen crop ratings basically just hold steady, and they certainly need to improve before we go into dormancy.
As we look at the way this market's trading, Brian, is it going to end up coming down to the fact of volatility and waiting for some sort of news? It's been so quiet and not expecting any new crop numbers till January from the USDA.
Yeah, it's a tough market here to try and be real bullish during this time frame unless you have a lot of export business or something that could really push this market higher. And like you said, you don't have any crop production numbers coming out of anywhere because our crop's all wrapped up, and then we got to wait till January before we have those. Now, South American weather, if it gets real adverse, that would be very bullish for the soybean market and take us a lot of higher here. Otherwise, we're left to look at export business, and certainly for corn, it slowed down a great extent over 4 or 5 weeks ago. Soybeans, some talk that maybe Chinese purchases are slowing down as well.
Over to the livestock side, saw some action in the cattle market as it moved higher today.
Yeah, we are seeing some hedge lifting help us out there. We've seen some cash trade develop already. Pretty good head movement in Kansas and Texas, mostly at steady money. And we're getting a little bit of a bounce on what I would consider just purely hedge lifting now in these futures.
The weaker dollar, nobody's going to complain about that from a livestock perspective.
No, a weaker dollar should help out not only the wheat and livestock markets, also help out the grains to a small extent. You know, that dollar is an interesting one because it acts like it wants to try and bottom in here. If you look at the charts, we made a low in early November, but we've taken out those lows, or taken out the highs, I guess, from the previous month. So right now we've got a higher outside day or outside month higher going on, where November's made new lows and made new highs compared to the month of October. So potentially a major reversal going on in the dollar from a downtrending market back to an uptrend.
Is there the possibility that packers may need more cattle?
You know, we've heard some mixed ideas in here. You know, show lists were huge this week, but the packers still bid up to steady money with the boxes being a supportive feature. A lot of talk about having some heavier cattle coming here, and packers will not have to be as aggressive during the Thanksgiving time frame all the way to Christmas.
And we can't forget about the hogs. They've been kind of seeing some higher trade as well today.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of a bounce over there. The cash has been weak for the last couple days, but it looks like it's trying to turn higher here, and 60 to 80 higher futures trade is probably about high enough for this hog market. Unless the cash really starts to rally, it doesn't need to rally a lot more than that.
Anything else we need to keep our eye on, Brian?
No, we always want to keep our eyes on South American weather, but with this winter wheat crop in such poor condition, always got to look at U.S. weather as well in the plains.